This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm addressing the gut intuition versus the mind. Who and what do you listen to when you're in a confusing situation or a toxic relationship? You know, oftentimes when we're in confusing situations, we're not sure and certain of the truth. We don't know what to believe. We don't know what's real and what's not. Oftentimes we feel as though we were in a blender. We feel like we're in a blender of emotions. We get thrown into this emotional blender and somebody pushes the start button and we get jolted all the way around, upside down and all the way around. And then they stop the blender and they throw you out and there you are and you're like, you don't know if up's down and down is up. Your head is hurting. You're falling down on the ground and you're trying to make sense of what's happening around you. What happens? We usually don't make sense of what happens around us. At that point in time, we are completely and utterly confused. We do not know the answers to the questions that we ask. We don't even know if we're asking the right questions. And on top of that, we wonder if we're the ones who are off. Are we the ones who are confused? Are we the ones who are crazy? And it's interesting, when we get into toxic relationships, we begin to feel as though maybe it's us. Maybe we're the one that needs help. Maybe we're hearing things wrong. Maybe this is all a bad dream. Maybe if I just take a nap and I wake up and I wipe my eyes and I scratch and rub my eyes just a little bit and I throw some water on my face, this will all be over. No. Still in it. Still in the middle of it. And as you look at yourself in the mirror, you go, what am I doing? What's going on? What is the truth in this situation? How do I know? A good example is when you're in a relationship with somebody and you believe that they are cheating on you. And you wonder, are they cheating on me? Are they not cheating on me? It seems like they are. There's some signs. How do I get more evidence? I need more evidence to confirm my analysis based on my mind, based on what I've seen on TV, what my friends have gone through, what I've gone through, all that stuff. I want to cross the T's and dot the I's, prove the proof, and get out. Oftentimes, however, the idea of being cheated on in this whole thing is just kind of a symptom of another issue that lies there in the relationship. It's interesting how we can begin to rely on just our mind because we use it so often. Also the ego, how smart we are. We just assume that we would figure it out no matter what. How many of your friends do you know that's very highly intelligent and they'd be like, well, there's nothing that can get past me. There's nothing that can get past me. I can catch anybody doing anything. And they're the ones that they find out that their wife had three boyfriends and like, you know, two aliases and, you know, kill one of their husbands in the past. That's the same person that says, nobody can get anything past me. You know, it's interesting how we stop listening to our gut. A lot of times, Like, we're told that we have to use our minds, we have to use this stuff, and so we grow up as adults and we think, you know, well, I got to do this because this is what an adult does. But we don't really think about the fact that that gut is always solid. That gut is right. It's that feeling. It's that pit of your stomach feeling, or that elated feeling, very extreme. That very safe, at ease feeling, or that very irritated, anxious, anxiety-ridden feeling. Our gut doesn't play around. It's very exact, and it's very quick. Our mind, on the other, is very analytical, takes time to weigh the pros and cons, and is good at certain things. Both the mind and the gut have their place. What they do best, right? You're not asking your friend that's the graphic designer down the street to do an exam on you to make sure that you don't need to have your gallbladder removed. You're not asking your buddy that's the comedian to check and see if your arm has been broken when you think you broke it in rugby yesterday. No, we don't do that. We go to a doctor, surgeon, specialist to check on the arm, to check on our gallbladder. When we need graphic design work done, we go to a graphic designist. We don't go to every one person for everything, right? It's the same as our mind and our gut. We've got to use a ratio of both in order to understand ourselves in situations. But when we find ourselves in highly questionable situations with a lot of fear and insecurities, we have to rely, I believe, more on the gut intuition. But there's a deficit problem, because oftentimes the reasons why we got into that situation to begin with is because of what? We weren't listening to our gut. So that means that we haven't been listening to our gut very often. So how loud is it going to be? How timely is it going to be? What are the characteristics of your gut saying, hey, okay, this is a bad scenario, or hey, okay, this is a good scenario? How loud is it going to be? When is it going to tell you? What are the options? I mean, all that stuff, because a lot of times we're not listening. We haven't been listening for a long time. And so oftentimes when we find ourselves in a situation that's toxic, or a very confusing, hostile, mysterious situation, we feel as though we can't seem to stand up straight. We can't seem to understand what's in front of us, and we worry about making the right decision. And so we grasp at straws, looking for the evidence that we need. You know, the reason to listen to your gut instinct while you're living and dealing with and reacting to a toxic relationship is easily stated, I think, in this right here, is that our mind is easily manipulated. We can be easily convinced by others. They've done so many studies, scientific studies, all over the world. And I think the average is about, we're 46% of the time right when it comes to certain things when we resort right to our mind. They've done a lot of different scientific experiments about when people like steal money, and the groups say, you know, no, I didn't steal it, no, I didn't steal it, yada, yada, yada. And I think it was about 46% of the time we got it right, you know, and the rest of it wrong. So that's a large, that's not really getting it right that often. I'd like to be right more than 50% of the time. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to be right more than 90% of the time. And I've realized that in order to do that, I've got to use all the tools in my toolbox, and that doesn't mean just my mind. You know, our minds are extremely easily manipulated when we want to believe the other person. When was the last time you knew something was up, but you wanted to believe that that person was telling you the truth? You wanted to believe. You hoped and prayed that this person was just being honest. I mean, I know that in my past, before I got married, I dated several people that I wanted them to be honest about everything. Were they? No. Was I probably? Not always. But think about it. They weren't. But I wanted to believe it. I mean, how often have you wanted to believe that somebody wasn't cheating on you and you felt it? You felt it, but you couldn't find the evidence. You wanted to find that evidence. You wanted to find that private investigator level of evidence. And you waited around for it. You looked for it. You did all kinds of stuff. You followed people around. You did what you had to do. And you didn't get the evidence. You just sat in that relationship. And you waited around. And eventually something came to pass. But wasn't that painful? And why can't we use a combination of the assets we have to understand that situation? Why not? When we want to believe somebody, that easily manipulates us. Our mind will create doubt that makes us stay in the relationship no matter what. That doubt, that element of doubt, can take you off the path. That one little element, that one little crumb of doubt can make you doubt the whole situation. And I find that very interesting because that's usually at our own demise. And when I return, I'll be talking more about that because I find oftentimes our mind, we have a tendency of doubting ourselves. Okay? We doubt something. Like what we don't want to believe, we doubt. We find reasons to doubt. We find reasons not to believe. We find reasons that this can't be the truth, that maybe we are overlooking something. Maybe we are jumping to conclusions, whatever it is. And we want to give this reasonable doubt out there. But if we were to use both our gut and our mind, I think we could come to a better consensus of the situation that we found ourselves in. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll find weekly new video content addressing relationship issues, toxic relationships, finding your passion. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in two shakes. Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Who and what do you listen to in a confusing situation, a toxic relationship? How do we realize the situation we're in? How do we understand the circumstances? How do we get down to the brass tacks of what's going on? How do we do it quickly and quick and understandable fashion? But better yet, how do we get down to the nitty-gritty, make the decisions we need to, and not get manipulated in the process? You know, I've realized that in a lot of times we have a tendency of not using our gut, not listening to our gut instinct, just literally listening to our mind and analyzing every single thing based on how we think or how we've seen things in the past, based on delineations of mental delineations that we have in our life based on what we've gone through, patterns, so forth and so on. And what I found out is that when we use our mind to analyze certain things, we get easily manipulated. We're easily convinced by others, because a lot of times we want to what? We want to believe that other person. We don't want to believe that that person is actually lying to us. We don't want to believe the fact that that they're BSing us. We want to believe that there's truth. Our mind will essentially create the doubt in our mind. We have this doubt that makes us stay in a relationship, in a situation, no matter what. And between the crumbs of validation and the glimpses of potential and the hope of the change, we stay in the relationship to our own demise. And what I mean by this is that the crumbs of validation, when we look into our mind, the crumbs of validation in a toxic, confusing relationship are these things that we're given, these little trinkets. And these trinkets validate us staying in. The glimpses of the person and their potential, not their reality, the potential that they have. That hope for change, that the person will eventually awaken and change their entire life and awaken to their truth and honesty, and how we see their potential. But you know what? You have nothing with potential, just potential. And as our minds go, it plays tricks on us, because we say, you know what? Well, we can save them. We can help them. We can help them find their true self. They need us. They need our relationship. They need us. Is that the truth? Interesting. Can we save them? No, that's a fallacy. Do we have the desire to save other people that helps our ego and strokes our ego? Yes, that's a reality. Do we have a tendency of seeing those scrapes and scraps and crumbs of validation as being end-all, be-all? Well, our mind has a tendency of validating things, and it takes the few things that are working in our life and it puts it to the forefront of our mind, and we see that person based on those certain things that they do. Not all the red flags, not all the negativity, not all the stuff that they're doing to manipulate us. Instead, we see a few things and we judge the situation based on those few things. And it tricks our mind. We stay in the relationship based on our hope of change. The hope that this is going to happen, that things are going to change, that life is going to change, that all this stuff's going to go down, that the amazing things are going to happen in our life based on this change. You know, in toxic relationships, we tell ourselves that we can help them, that we can save them. You know, our ego being part of this miscalculation, our ego and our core belief that everyone is good at heart are the two things that lead to our demise. And I'm not saying that people aren't good to the core. I think our soul is a good thing. I think that we are good at the core of ourselves. But when things get in the way of us seeing our core, feeling who we are, believing in who we are, that's when we have some major problems, okay? You know, the ego gets in the way of helping anyone, especially ourselves, and we know that we got to put the oxygen mask over our mouth first, then our child or anyone else. That's what they state on the airplane, for good reason. And I do believe that people are good at heart, but again, they're only as good as they are, not based on the potential that they might be. And that's when I found that our gut intuition can save us in these situations more so than our minds. And because of that easy manipulation in our minds and that looking for the evidence in these questionable, confusing, toxic situations, we need to really focus on our gut, because we have to eliminate the necessary need for proof. Because oftentimes when you're dealing with someone who is manipulating you emotionally, mentally, oftentimes they're good at the manipulation tactic, right? And the proof is just not going to be there. There will be red flags. They'll often be subtle. Those red flags are often caught in a gut feeling, because most of the time when people are manipulating, they're manipulating it. They're saying one thing and doing another. What I've seen by that is that when we're living in our mind, we're focusing on the mind. When somebody tells us what they're doing and how great it is, we believe it. We believe it and we hold on to it. And their actions seem to be secondary. And when they do something the opposite of what they say they're going to do, what happens next? Yeah, you got it. We create doubt in our minds, saying they didn't really mean to do that. They didn't really mean to do that. It just accidentally happened. They didn't mean to do X, Y, Z. It must have been somebody else. So we've all been in those relationships where the person's telling us how much they love us, how much they care for us, how much they would never do anything to hurt us, you know, how they're going to love us for the rest of their lives and all that good stuff, right? And some of those relationships are excellent relationships, and some of them are quite horrible relationships, where that person, no matter what they say, does the opposite. And it's like when you catch them doing the opposite, it's a weird deal, because it's really in our face. It's really in our face, but what? We don't want to see it. We don't want to see it. When something happens, oftentimes too, it's something that happens. We don't actually see the person actually doing something. Okay? So let's just say, you know, money is stolen. Let's just give something very simple and easy. You're living with somebody. You're living together. You're in love. All this great stuff. You put $500 on your dresser at night, and the next day, you know, your boyfriend or girlfriend's gone, and the $500 is gone, right? Okay. Yes, there might have been one other person in the house that came through, and but you asked the person, did you deposit the money? Did you take the money? Whatever. No. But there's no evidence. You don't have evidence that they took it. Yes, there were other people in the house, what have you. but the money never turns up. You know that you didn't have it. I mean, I know this is a rudimental concept, but it goes along many lines when people are cheating other people, when people are lying, when somebody's kind of caught in something and then they kind of weasel out of it. What happens is that we want to believe that. So, like, when somebody does steal from you, you don't want to believe that they stole from you. What's the first thing we do? We think that we actually misplaced the money on our own. The next thing we do is we think about, did we really bring the money home? Then we start looking through anything that we would have brought the money home in. Okay? Well, you know, I have a tendency of misplacing things, so it's probably somewhere that I put it. All of these things, when the reality of the situation is that the money is gone, okay? And it's hard for us to deal with that reality because we don't want to believe that it happened. We don't want to believe that the person we're with is stealing from us. Same as we don't want to believe the person we're with is cheating on us. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing as if you see the car of your boyfriend, you know, over at someone else's house, and you know that some woman that's been, whatever, there's all this conjure and there's all this fact, but then there's all this stuff in between. Well, I just went by there because I had to do something, or so-and-so drove by there, or whatever. The whole point is that it's pretty in your face what's happening, but it's easy for us to be told a story, an augmentation of what really happened, and we actually buy into that hook, line, and sinker. And when we're listening to our gut, different from our mind, I believe that when we listen to it enough, we will feel when somebody is purposely lying to us. We will feel when we are being lied to, and we will feel when we are being manipulated. And that's when we need to use our gut. When I return, I'm going to be offering you some tips on how to prime your gut instinct so that it'll work for you to uncover the truth in these situations. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about your gut intuition versus your mind. Which one do you listen to in a confusing or toxic relationship? This is very important. You know, oftentimes when we find ourselves in a toxic relationship or confusing situation, what happens? Well, we're feeling lost already. We're already feeling out of sorts. We're looking for answers. We're often in a fear-based thought process where false evidence is appearing real. And when we're acting from fear, we have a tendency to do what? To make bad choices, to choose poorly. Why is that? Because anytime you are working from a fear-based thought process, you are not thinking logically. There is no logic involved. When was the last time you were under full-on duress and you made a good decision? Never, right? I mean, I'm not talking about fight or flight where you decided to run because somebody's chasing you. I'm talking about when was the last time you were under full duress and you were trying to make a decision? How often were a lot of the comments that came out of your mouth just pure crazy? A lot of times. Why? Because you can't make sense of the situation. Your mind is going in circles. And clarity at this point has gone out the window. And so in order to deal with the situation, we've got to center ourselves. And we've got to center ourselves. And what's in the center of ourselves is our gut, right? It's not our mind. It's our gut. And we've got to focus on the value that our intuition and our gut brings. Oftentimes, we don't realize the value of it. We don't realize the value. We don't realize how amazing our gut is. And when we do, we begin to go, oh, wow, I didn't know that it had those capabilities. I didn't know that my gut is capable of all that stuff. I didn't know that. I didn't know that my gut was that smart. I didn't know that. So it's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of scientists out there that talk about how your gut is really like your second brain. And that's pretty cool stuff when you think about it. And so if we're thinking about it from that perspective, about how it's very powerful and that it can react, that it can feel, and it has an emotional response, that alone allows you to realize that if we listen to that, we might get primitive answers, okay? Primordial instinct answers that are obviously going to be truthful because they're at the core of who we are. However, that's all fine and dandy and very cool, actually. But if we haven't been listening to our gut, how do we suppose that it's going to speak to us? How do we suppose that it's going to speak to us? Okay, so this is how you prime your gut to get to the point where you can begin to really focus on that and make decisions based on this. Because see, our gut decisions are snap. They're so quick. Because it's not based on analyzing things in our mind. It's the primary instinct we have. And there's so many factors that go into this. I mean, it's behooving you to check it out. You need to go online and really read about gut instinct, about your second brain, because when you read about this stuff, you're going to be like, whoa, I had no idea. You know, I've been taking probiotics recently, and you know what they are? They're mood. They're called mood probiotics. They can actually help you have a sense of well-being more based on the type of flora, the good positive bacteria and flora that you put into your gut can directly relate to mood. If that's the case, and you don't think that this mood, you don't think that this gut thing is something, it's huge. It's something that we haven't really thought about that often because we're so much in our mind. So how do we prime the gut? Okay. We have to begin by identifying our core beliefs about ourselves. Okay. These core beliefs that began at an early age that continue to shape our life until we stop and examine them. Okay. So a lot of times we live in this life and we've created these core beliefs that no longer serve us. They no longer serve us. Do you see what I'm saying? Because they're negative. They're self-limiting. They're life-limiting. They're unhealthy limitations. And we have to be aware of that because our gut can't really react correctly if we're living in a fantasy world. No matter how negative the fantasy world is, no matter how toxic the fantasy world is, until we get real with ourselves, until we get healthy, our gut can't operate healthy either. I mean, if your whole body is unhealthy and the way that you're dealing with your life is unhealthy, you can't expect an organ in your body to be healthy too. It's not going to work. It's antithetical to the whole situation at hand, right? So we have to check our core beliefs at the door that no longer serve us. Like, I had to check and let go of my low self-esteem. I had to check and let go of my thoughts as having a disease and realizing that it wasn't a disease. It was just my body was not at ease for a while in my life, and I had to let that go. And I couldn't define myself based on that. And I had to ultimately let go of unhealthy lifestyle choices that no longer serve me. Once we figure out these beliefs, we're able to change them because they're basically creating the life that we have. Whether it's creating a life that you're happy with, a life that's desirable, or one that's not, this is something that you really want to analyze. Another thing that we need to check at the door and really understand what's happening is unhealthy relationships when growing up. Okay, when we're growing up, you know, family, friends, grandparents, parents, whatever, those unhealthy relationships, whether maybe you were surrounded with a narcissistic parent or grandparent, or an abusive, mentally or physically abusive parent or grandparent or whatever, we need to really become aware of those unhealthy relationships and begin to clean house and tell ourselves and know for a fact those unhealthy relationships are not only unhealthy, they're not good. And just because we lived through it doesn't mean that that's something that we want to replicate again. Oftentimes when we're raised in a environment where we have one or more parent has full-on narcissism or another cluster B personality disorder, we work around it and we do everything we can to basically kid glove that parent because that's all we know. You know, whether it's we go after attention a certain way or whatever we're doing to get that attention or whatever it is, we do it and we get used to it. Is it healthy? No. Is it the right thing? No. But that's why we find ourselves in relationships in the future that have significant similarities to those because we haven't really correctly dealt with it. So we need to identify those unhealthy relationships we had, move through the pain and negativity from them, accepting, forgiving ourselves, of any wrongdoing as well, and allowing opportunity now to flow through us and to move through us. And that's what we have to do. When we begin to really realize our value as a human being, as a spirit God, as a vessel of light and love, we begin to realize our value and we make choices wisely, which promotes our life, promotes our purpose, and propels us forward to honest, authentic achievement. You know, and once we're able to really look at that and let go of that childhood pain and anger that causes that blockage, okay, because until we let go of that anger and resentment, we will have unhealthy relationships in our life. We will have anger and resentment as blockages in our life. And we cannot compartmentalize anger. Anger at any level gets in the way. That's why you see red. That's why you get angry. And you can't compartmentalize it. And instead, that anger infiltrates everything in your life in a negative way. It saturates things with a negative tint, getting in the way of our spiritual, mental, and emotional growth. That stands in the way of us being able to hear, understand, and compute our gut instinct when we need to. Don't miss it. I'm going to be offering 3 tips, things you can do to get out of that toxic relationship with the use of your gut intuition. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Your old dog got a hit in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at preciouspawshealth.com. That's preciouspawshealth.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the gut instinct versus the mind. Which one do you need to be using in confusing and toxic relationships? Right before the break, I was talking about how we have to listen to our gut to get that answer from within, and we have to let go of that anger, that pain from our childhood that causes mental, emotional energy blocks, because these things lead us to accepting unhealthy behavior. And also, our gut has the inability to really consciously work correctly because our body is attuned to unhealthy stuff, and so it's not really regulating us properly. And so right now, I want to give you the three things, the three tips that you can do when you find yourself in a confusing situation, possibly a toxic relationship, where you have more questions than answers and looking for proof, the things you can do to actually find the truth, find the evidence you need, and exit stage left or right. The first thing is building up your gut intuition by actually listening to it. Consistency is key. And consistency is key to almost anything. And it is true for your gut as well. When we have consistency and we're listening to our gut and we're there and we're listening to that, and when we feel that pain in our stomach, when we feel that sickness in the pit of our stomach, we realize this situation might not be the best situation. Haven't eaten in a while. It's definitely not food poisoning. This came on. And you know the difference between like eating and having that type of pain versus the pain that is stimulated in the gut when you do not need to be somewhere, okay? And we need to start being aware of those feelings when we're both in a good situation and when we're in a not-so-good situation. These are important. They're major indicators to what you need to do. You can actually go online and you can Google like gut instinct. What are some feelings that you'll have when you're in a good situation, a positive situation versus the other situation? And a lot of those will apply. Some of them won't, but everybody's unique and different. And so different things will apply to you. And that's why I offer you, you know, go and do your research, because everybody's unique, and there's certain things that you might have been ignoring and not realizing that are direct indicators to your health and well-being based in certain situations. The next thing is to identify when you're wanting to find that said proof. When you are becoming that detective and ask yourself, why are you actually doing this? Why am I becoming this detective? Recognize the uncertainty in your life. Seeing the mystery in your life and realizing that mystery is not sexy or interesting. It is actually really confusing and often created to mislead and to manipulate you. Okay? Mystery means you don't have the answers. Mystery means you don't have all the information you need. Mystery means that things do not connect, the dots do not connect. There is a loss of information, a loss of factual evidence. Also, be aware of the times when people are crazy making. Be aware when people are doing that. Oftentimes, you can feel as though it's you. But stepping back in these situations and listening to your gut can really help you from going down that primrose path, looking for the evidence, looking for the proof that the detective needs that's going to keep you doing this forever. I remember in the past being in a couple of relationships that were really, really not healthy. And I knew that there was something wrong, and I felt it. And I knew things were not right. But I couldn't find the proof. And if I could get back the time that I had looking for that proof, well, I would have a lot more time. But that's what your gut does, is it says, okay, you've got to relinquish the fact that you need the proof. You've got to let go of that. You can't focus on that, because when we focus on that, we lose all this time. And what we're doing is we don't want to see the truth. Okay. It might not be the exact thing that you're thinking it is, but it's probably pretty close. I literally wasted a lot of time looking for that proof, looking for that proof. And you know what's wild is in the end, my gut was right the whole time. It was right the entire time, but I did not want to listen to it. I thought that I was smarter than that, but I was also being manipulated because of the self-doubt that was being applied by that person in a manipulative way, because of my mind not wanting to believe that, because I didn't want change in my life. I didn't want to listen to my gut. You know, as I knew it, I remember toward the end of one of my relationships, every single time I saw that person, as I was driving to see them, my stomach would churn. It was like somebody was like taking their hand and just twisting my gut in their hand. It was so painful. And it's like, why did I keep doing that? Because I wanted the proof. I wanted the proof. Last but not least, and this is the big enchilada right here. Actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. Our mind wants to hold on to a word. Okay? It wants to hold on to the words that somebody tells us. I love you so much. I care about you. I'm going to be here for you. I would never cheat on you. I would never hurt you. Okay? It holds on to these words, and it has a tendency of focusing on the words more than the deeds. Okay? And I find it very interesting, because we as a race listen to what people say more than evaluate what they do. And that to me is very interesting. But what that does, from a psychological standpoint, that's very interesting, but what that does is actually quite sad. Because many of us find ourselves in relationships, whether it's a work relationship or personal relationship, a love relationship, whatever, that is not something we need to be invested in. And we keep trying and trying and trying. And when we see that there's problems, we feel that there's problems, we think it's our own. And we keep trying and trying again. We try to offset those red flags because we don't have the proof, but we see it, we feel it. And then it's not until the end when we go, you know what? The whole time I was in that relationship, my gut was telling me to get out. But we have to listen to our gut. We have to make that connection with our gut intuition so that it knows that it can safely help us to find our true life. When we listen to it, we actually do what's right by us. We make the proper decisions. And as we listen to it more and more, it gets louder and louder, and it's more timely and timely, and we waste less time in the future. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.